Welcome to Dancin' Moon Songcast. I'm Scott Simpson, casting from Dancin' Moon Studio in Spearfish Canyon on the north end of the Black Hills of South Dakota, right on the banks of the Spearfish Creek. If you'd like to follow along, you can download a free PDF of my lyric book from scottsimpsonmusic.com/lyrics, and of course you can find links to all my music there as well. So let's get casting and find out what song we're going to talk about this time. Well, it looks like this time we'll be talking about a song called Love Now, which originally came out on 2017's Refuge album, studio version there. Also did a live version on 2019's Live in the Black Hills Volume 2. We'll be listening, I think, to the studio version. So again, this is Love Now from 2017's Refuge.
She climbs these canyon walls. She lights midwinter like a distant star, bright but cold as hell. You gotta dance before you fall. Now and not at all. try to scale these broken walls. Heart and hand like a beacon, bright, bright but cold as hell. To learn to fly, you learn to fall. Love now and not at all. Love now, and that is all.
So, I live now here in Spearfish Canyon, where the Dancing Moon studio is, which is actually a home studio. But this is one of the first songs I wrote, I think, since moving out here full time and living in the canyon. So the canyon had a big influence. We have a deck, and it's fantastic to sit and look up. We have these huge canyon walls, and of course there's crevices and there's breaks, but up above there's always something flying, and sometimes it's an eagle, and sometimes it's just a hawk, and sometimes it's other smaller birds, and then at nighttime it's bats. The bats come out, but I think this began thinking about that childhood feeling of looking at the sky. I remember so many times as a child, I don't know what age, probably all the way through, probably up till the present, really, looking up at the sky and watching clouds, watching birds, and losing a sense of being bound to the earth. And I think the line, "Know the native state of me," was flight, feeling that something about myself, something within me is made for more than just this earthbound thing. We realize that, I think, when we're children, and we forget it as we get older. That second stanza, "Now that I'm an older man, doing well just to see." Recent years have just, I've started having to use my prescription sunglasses while I drive. My license now says I have to be wearing them. Things just get a little fuzzy. You begin to question yourself. I'm doing pretty well just to see. It's easy to hurt things, to fall, to trip. I don't seem nearly as coordinated, certainly not as self-confident as I was when I was young. But here in the canyon, one of the interesting things is sunrise comes late because the sun's got to come up a long way before it's going to peek over that part of the canyon. Sunset also comes really early. So there's just this little sliver of time in the canyon when the sun is up there. But the sun always comes. The sun, she climbs these canyon walls, lights midwinter like a distant star. Sometimes in the winter, it can be cold here in the hills. It can be cold in the canyon, especially. We get a lot of shadow. But then the sun comes out and it's bright. And there's that paradox of a bright, bright sun on a cold, cold day. And the sun's even brighter when there's snow because the sun is hitting all that snow and it's almost blinding, but still it's cold. Bright but cold as hell. You got to dance before you fall. Love now or not at all. So that becomes the hinge that the song revolves around. The sun's inspiring. The sun flies, the sun climbs. The sun comes around even when you think things are just dark. The next stanza, "Time's a drip that leaves a stain, every storm a brownish smudge. This house is shake and stone and timbers turning soft. Every corner stores a grudge. I try to lift they just won't budge. Now, I live actually in a new house. The part I live in is a new addition that we just built. But the older part is a cabin, actually a log cabin that was built by Homestake Mining Company in 1896 or something like that. And I've lived in a lot of old houses. And I remember as a child, and this is kind of like looking up the sky, except different, looking up at old ceilings and seeing smudges, seeing cracks, seeing brown spots, places where at some point there was a big rainstorm or something and some leakage came through and stained that part of the ceiling. And there, those stains tell stories. Those brownish smudges tell stories of things that have happened. And in this one, we're talking about storing grudge. Every corner stores a grudge. I think in the process of the writing of the song, I was thinking about the people, people who maybe used to be friends and are no longer, hard stories from the past, times when I was hurt or at least felt mistreated or felt hurt, and those grudges. And you know, in my better times, in my better hours, in my better days, I try to lift those, I try to get rid of them. Sometimes they just don't feel like they can budge. And then it goes back into the refrain. Here she comes again, the sun climbing these canyon walls. There's some encouragement there. You know, even those hard things, I think about people that I can just barely think about because the things that happened in the past were so, so frustrating, so hurtful, so traumatic. But even those people, even those situations, you know, there's hope. There's hope to budge those grudges. You got to dance before you fall, love now or not at all. The song ends. So here I go again. I try to scale these broken walls, you know, the canyon walls, lots of cracks and crevices, lots of broken pieces, but they're beautiful. They're broken into beautiful shards. I try to scale these broken walls. I try to get out of this dark place like the sun. I try to climb. Get out of the dark places, heart in hand like a beacon, bright but cold as hell. And I believe in listening to our hearts. Our hearts can grow cold sometimes. But like a winter sun, maybe they still have some light for us. Even if they're cold, even when I've given up on myself, maybe the heart still can show a way. To learn to fly, you learn to fall. Love now or not at all. Love now, and that is all. To learn to fly, you learn to fall. The only way to learn to fly is to learn how to fall gracefully, because you're going to do it over and over again. Love now or not at all. This is the line I struggled with. I kept thinking, what does that mean? I think it means that you can't hold out. You can't say, well, I'll love if so-and-so says this or does this or if something changes. Then there'll be time for me to, no. You got to love because of your own nature, not because it's deserved, not because things have been fixed or set straight or set right. You got to love now. Because that's what love is. It comes out of your nature, not because the object of love is so love worthy. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't, but to be a loving individual is to act on one's own nature. Love now, and that is all. So those are the ideas behind the song. I think musically, I know when I began this, it's on a nylon six string, which in those more melancholy, quiet tone moods. It seemed like a quiet song. It seemed like a soft, gentle song that called for nylon strings, six string. I do have in the background, I would have liked, you know, it's difficult. I do so much of my work in the studio on my own. I don't, obviously, I don't play the cello. I do have a friend who plays cello, but then figuring out all the details of the scheduling to get a cellist in to do that. And anyway, I wind up using keyboard a lot for things like cello, for bass, for some things like that. It seemed a quiet song that needed a soft, gentle, not a lot of instrumentation. And so there you have it. So, Love Now, that is on 2017's Refuge, and also a live version of it on 2019's Live in the Black Hills, Volume 2. It's been nice. Thanks for visiting here at Dance and Moon Studio, my home here in Spearfish Canyon. I'm Scott Simpson, and I hope you'll visit scottsimpsonmusic.com. You can find links to everything, all the music that I've done. And I look forward to chatting with you some more next time on our next Dance and Moon Songcast. Farewell.